Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, January 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. An upbeat economic report put U.S. stocks in rally mode. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 205 points, or 0.6%, to close at 33,949. The S&P 500 was up 44 points, or 1.1%, and the Nasdaq finished the day up 199 points, or about 1.7%. New data showed U.S. economic growth slowed less than expected in the fourth quarter of 2022, coming in at 2.9%. Initial jobless claims also declined last week, indicating the U.S. labor market remains strong despite having lost steam in recent months. Among individual stocks, Tesla shares were up 11%, a day after the electric car maker reported a record quarterly profit after the markets closed Wednesday. Shares of Southwest Airlines fell 3.2%. The company reported a fourth-quarter loss after thousands of flight cancellations in the final week of 2022 threw its operation into chaos and stranded scores of passengers. Bed Bath & Beyond shares fell 22%. The home goods retailer said it doesn't have the funds to repay its banks after they determined the company has defaulted on its credit lines. After the bell, Intel reported a 32% decrease in quarterly sales. The company's been hurt by a souring market for its chips and growing competition from rivals. It also issued a gloomy outlook for the current quarter. Shares fell about 7% after hours. And Visa shares gained more than 1% after hours. The company's earnings and revenue topped Wall Street expectations for its latest quarter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.